Congratulations, you've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste by tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed and highly opinionated. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
It's a happy day.
It's a happy day.
It's a happy day.
The sun is out.
So we record these episodes. I don't know. We're just not going to be very timely. We're just weeks behind the current events, but we're right in the current events when we record them. So kind of like a little bit of a mini, not very exciting, 2 week old time capsule that we're making.
A little recap for you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. What you might have missed probably because there's so much going on out there. It's easy to miss stuff. It's easy to miss stuff.
And we're going to fill in some of those holes tonight.
Yep. I think
that's for sure.
Yep.
I think that is for sure.
Yeah, man. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on. You know, there's the obvious stuff, but then there's even more things.
Right. The Illuminati's trying to recruit me.
Craig might join the Illuminati. And that's cool. You know,
I made an Instagram friend that you just... like is asking me about my interest in the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I noticed your interest in the Illuminati. What are you doing? Like what's your plan in life?
Yeah.
You know? And I don't really know. I mean, like, do you feel like if you follow my Instagram account that you would think like he's interested in the Illuminati?
Well, yeah, I
per
mean,
se.
Well, like, you do share some esoteric stuff. For
yeah.
sure, we're enough to the point where you're talking about like the elements,
sure,
the spheres,
sure.
the music of the spheres, the sound waves, and the
right.
you know
right.
things
no,
that
I, yeah,
could
yeah.
signal a degree of like, yeah, esoteric interest.
Sure, sure.
You
okay.
know,
okay.
But do I think that the Illuminati recruits through Instagram DM?
Well, how else? How else, Spencer? Where else are they going to... They got to get with the future.
Yeah.
So this gentleman that got a hold of me, it's really like he's got like 16, 20 pictures in his account.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are just like him sitting on a boat or like wearing like a blue button-down business suit shirt sort of thing. Or like muscles just... you know. And then there are some things like, you know, we are the Illuminati. And there's a Illuminati like image, a symbol, you know, like a coat of arms or something. And those are just kind of mixed in there, onesies and twosies in there, you know. And then the rest of it's just like, you know, your dad's Instagram page.
Weird.
And so he asked me like, he's asked me where I live, what I do for a living, what my name is.
And you've responded?
Well, I've not responded like accurately. You know.
Okay.
I mean, like, I do respond accurately because I don't really lie, but I'm like, I live in Oregon. You know, I work as a manager.
I just...
But he wanted to, like, get on the phone last night, I think. I mean, like, he was texting me and I didn't respond to it, but I could see it coming up when I was on Instagram. Like, yeah, what are you doing? Like, call me. Like, are you available to talk? Like, and I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. That's a little bit of Illuminati stocky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's it. So I think we're at a standstill as far as the Illuminati recruitment is going.
Well, apparently, and I was going to tell you, like, this is a thing that happens.
What is?
This getting messaged by random accounts.
Oh,
asking
yeah.
you to join the Illuminati.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
I've got an example here, but I've got personal anecdotes of other people I know who
okay.
have been asked
to join
the Illuminati.
Uh-huh. And did they?
No.
No.
They didn't join. No. But okay. some of them have trolled the people or tried to engage further. But here, I guess, is a transcript of a conversation that someone posted online, and so it starts with, you know, an account called Illuminati World 666
okay
messages this person, says, "Hello, I'm Johnson from California City. I'm a member of the Great Illuminati Brotherhood. I don't know if you're interested in joining us.
Okay.
The person responds, I'm a bit interested. Please elaborate if a little if possible. He says, Illuminati is an elite organization of world leaders who comes together to help people achieve their goals and dreams by becoming a member. Okay. And then go, fuck, sorry, I went back here. Goes on to say, and the person says, oh, wow, what made you choose me to be a member? And the guy says, I was touched in the spirit because you're capable of becoming our member. And I want you to believe if you can become our member is going to work out fine for you. Okay. Sure. How does one become a member? Because I know it consists of influential politicians, Jay-Z, Will Ferrell, Donny Osmond, and other important tastemakers.
Donny Osmond. Yeah.
What would I have to do to rub elbows with the likes of them? No response. And then a couple days later, the guy's like, hello? Are you still there? You know? And, God. And then to which he responds, what's your name and where are you from? He says, I'm Derek.
That's exactly what they asked me.
He said, I'm Derek from South Florida. Terms and condition of the Illuminati, he responds with, in accordance to the supreme leader of the elite, you are expected to agree to the following. Keep our relationship a secret. Pay your regular dues every year. Help other members in any way you can. Fight to keep the society in peace and order. Go through all the process of joining the elite. So it keeps going. Obey our rules and regulations. If you agree to the above, you are advised to say yes or no so as to know if we can proceed. Note that you are not forced to. What are the regular dues? The guy asked. I don't have that Jay-Z or Donny Osmond amount of money laying around, but this seems like an opportunity I may want to pursue.
Done.
Now I will have to get you connected to the Grand Master of the Brotherhood via WhatsApp so that we can proceed.
Oh,
via
I hit my
WhatsApp.
Fucking tooth with the microphone.
Oh
shit!
You don't have to pay for joining the Illuminati. Oh wait. You don't have to pay for joining Illuminati, and I want you to know that Illuminati doesn't request for human sacrifice or rituals initiation. New members that are joining the light are expected to get some items for their initiation. And the guy says, okay, but what do you mean by pay your regular dues? Can you clarify that? There are some dues you have to be paying after you received your benefit to the light. Benefits given to new members who join Illuminati. A cash reward worth $100,000. A new sleek dream car valued at USD. Oh, how many USDs is it valued at? 33,000USD.
Well, yeah.
A dream house bought in the country of your own choice.
There you go.
1 month holiday fully paid to your dream tourist destination.
Hell yeah.
1 year golf membership package.
I like that Illuminati lifestyle.
Yeah, VIP treatment in all airports in the world.
This just keeps going.
A total lifestyle change and a lot more. So would you proceed with your first initiation?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, what? Absolutely, dude. You'd be so stupid to turn this down. And the guy says, the guy responds, that sounds amazing. One question, though. I'm surprised that for something like the Illuminati, that the initiation process is on WhatsApp and Instagram. I expected something like a lavish ceremony attended by maybe Jay-Z and Donny Osmond. Is there a greater reason to this? I just want to understand the ways of the Brotherhood. You're to connect with the Grandmaster on WhatsApp, and he will guide you on every other things. Okay, but I have one last question. Then I'll connect to the Grandmaster. Can the Brotherhood get me a date with actress Allison Phil from the newsroom? I need a solid yes or no before I talk to the Grandmaster. Oh my God, this is so brilliant. Before I talk to the Grandmaster. Yeah, I'll be sure to tell him how helpful you were. Yeah, and then the guy says, yeah, surely everything we be good for you, and you start living a wonderful life. Ask anything you want to ask from him. Your life will change totally and start living a new life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
So, you know, I don't know.
I am so ready. I am going to write back tonight. You? Yeah.
Yeah.
I am available to talk.
Yeah. I am available.
And he does kind of have like this weird English that doesn't like totally like, you know, he leaves a little bit of words or it's a little bit misconjugated here and there. Yeah. Okay.
No, dude, it's completely like a scam that people
are coming out of India or somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's people who are fucking dumb enough clearly to do it. Oh, yeah, I want to join. Okay, I just give you my credit card number, and I'll get the car. When do I get the car, by the way? It seems like a good deal. You only got to pay them $1,000, and they give you all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, I've heard of the Illuminati. I never thought that they were real.
How else would they? I mean, really, if you think about it, how else are they going to get new members?
Right.
You know, they got to go somewhere. Why not Instagram and WhatsApp?
Right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you know, so
it's an opportunity, and I'm going to pursue it.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to your further conversations with this guy.
I'll keep everybody informed. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'll just join the Illuminati, and then it'll just be the Spenny Show.
Yeah,
but I'll be living in my dream house in the country of my choice.
You would help me from behind the scenes, right?
I don't know.
Pull some strings for me.
I don't know.
Come on.
You're pretty disrespectful about scrolling that zippers.
Well, you know.
We'll see. We'll consider all things and then we'll make a wise decision.
I loved the squirrel nut zippers. I loved it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe your initiation will be like 3 weeks of just listening to female singer of that.
I come out a different man. Huh. Yeah. So speaking of the Illuminati, there's been some interesting developments in sort of the podcast comedy world.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't know the details of that, but I've heard like people referencing it.
Yeah, Chris D'Elia basically got accused, I think, by a few women of soliciting underaged. I don't know if it was soliciting sex or like having, suggestive conversations and grooming underaged women, basically. And there's like some of these conversations where apparently he, was talking to some girls who were underage on Instagram on the DMs and, was maybe flirting with them. And I don't know. I think he asked for pictures or he got pictures or something like that. I don't know the exact details of everything that happened.
Right.
He's denied everything beyond like I was stupid. Like, I think what definitely did happen is he did talk to some girls who were underage over Instagram, and then how much he knew that they were underaged is in question, like whether or not he knew that, how much he was explicitly going for like a meeting up sexual thing, you know what I mean? And
how did he get caught?
Well, the girls came out and shared screenshots of the DMs.
Okay.
You know, like just recently, I guess. But it was from like 2015, 2012, 5 to 7-ish years ago.
Okay.
8 years ago. And so it's weird. Okay, so and why it's weird and kind of connected to
And
the,
how old was he then? He was old, pretty old. So.
Well in his 30s.
Yeah.
So cuz he's like 40 now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It comes at a weird time because 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, maybe when the corona thing was all just starting, so maybe longer than that, he had a segment on one of his episodes where he was making fun of the whole Pizzagate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you believe in Pizzagate, you're a fucking moron. Like, I'm here in Hollywood, and I don't see anything bad going on. There's no one talking to kids. There's no, and he did this, like pretty passionate sort of, like, not even like a defense, but just like a making, just making fun of even the possibility of it. you know, and it seemed pretty serious that he was doing that. And I remember being like, okay, like you're off the rails on this one as far as, you know, because it's not funny. You're not really trying to be funny. You're more trying to just be like, I can't even believe people fucking think this shit, you know. And this is pretty soon after the whole Epstein thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Weinstein and all this sort of bullshit. And he didn't even mention that, touch on that there. Like, if he had been like, you know, I know there's a few of these people who do bad things, but he was just saying like, nope, doesn't happen. I'm a rich, famous person. I don't see anything like that, you know. And right. And so this very sort of like across the board just rejection of anything like that happening in the entertainment industry. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So keep that in mind with the combined facts of he's been hired 2 times to play like a creepy pedophile type guy on shows like You is the most recent example, a show on Netflix called You. Mm. He plays a creepy stand-up comedian who is a pedophile, who turns out to be a pedophile and like gets killed on the show.
Okay, wow.
Right?
Okay.
And then in Workaholics, he was like their drug dealer who had like some kiddie porn also. You know?
Okay.
So that's weird.
That is weird.
And then, and I remember getting into an argument with Jeremy at the time because he loves Chris D'Elia. Like, out of all these comedy podcast things,
that's his favorite.
He likes Chris D'Elia the most because it's like pretty much just silly the whole time.
Sure.
You know? And I remember telling him, like, yeah, he kind of pissed me off on that episode. I stopped watching because he was just, you know, being, it wasn't funny, and you're being flippant about, like, you know, these
things. It's a weird take and a weird thing. You know, it's just a weird, yeah, like, tirade to go on.
Right.
I
remember arguing with Jeremy, and he was like, no, why? And I was like, honestly, I'm just saying it sounds like something a pedophile would say. I'm just going to say it like that. And that's what everyone was saying in the comments. Like, huh.
It does kind of.
It sounds, you know, like something that, that someone who just basically wants you to not even think that it's even that could even possibly exist, you know, rather than someone who is like has
nothing
to
lose.
Well,
it's like somebody like calling the police up, and I just want to make sure that you absolutely know I have nothing to do with that murder,
right?
You know, like, yeah, being like, oh, really? Like, well, I'm glad that you know, and I'm like, thanks for clearing that up. And then the first person they start looking at is the person that calls it up, and you know, it is weird. You know, because it's like so like factually provably false by so many examples.
Right.
And just like traditional, like tribal, like community knowledge knows that there are creepy older dudes that are going after young chicks in LA,
yeah,
in Hollywood. I mean, that's just like part of the fucking like,
right,
meat and potatoes of that place. You know, everybody knows that.
Yeah, absolutely. And
it's a stereotype. It's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's bizarre that this all came out. It's surreal. And
not really. Did it come out after he did that?
Well, yeah.
And then people heard that and then they're like, oh, yeah, really, buddy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that, and then, Jeremy and I had that conversation. Or it was just that thing of like, I was like, I told you, you know. And it's not like nothing's proven, and I don't even want to throw Chris D'Elia under the bus as far as like what
no,
he's
I'm
done
not a,
or hasn't
I don't,
done.
I don't know. I
I'm
think
not
we
a
need
witch
to,
burner.
We
type
need to
person.
Stay away from that sort
yeah,
of thing.
No, absolutely. I'm not burn at the stake type person. I'm not a guilty before innocent. Or
because
whatever.
You're the person that introduced him to me.
Right.
You know,
no,
and,
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Absolutely.
I can't go so far as to say that I'm a fan, but like, he's funny at times. You know,
I
for
want
sure.
it to be. I'm a fan of his podcast. I don't want it to be true. You know, but I also can't deny that I've kind of like there's some weirdness.
There's some
with
weirdness.
His whole, with his
so,
whole
what has
arc.
Been the repercussions from this for him so far?
I mean, it's just this is a few days old, so it's been like radio silence, other than a statement from him saying that, you know, just denying essentially the allegations.
Right.
And other than that,
how young are girls? Like teenage girls?
Like 16.
Okay.
16, 17, which is legal in certain states.
Yeah.
Not condoning.
That's not going to be a...
Yeah, I know.
That's not... That dog
that's
ain't,
not a legal
that dog
defense.
Ain't going to hunt legally.
No,
no,
no. But it's... But, it, you know, it's... It's interesting because Jeremy and I were talking about this. I was like, you know, it's like in Washington, the age of consent is 16. That's just north of here, a couple mm-hmm. miles, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then there's, we looked up the list of states, and there's a shit ton of them.
Oh, yeah,
you
sure,
know?
Sure.
And, like, 18 is almost the outlier.
Yeah.
As far as states go,
individual
states.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's pretty true.
And so it's just a bizarre thing, and it's funny, you know, and I'm sorry to always keep bringing it back to Illuminati pedophile elite, but, you know.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand, like, how that works for anybody.
What?
How does the Illuminati work in? Like, what's their motive as far as you see it?
Well, I don't know. It's just more of, like, here we have another person who is very famous, who has some of these allegations swirling around after they've, you know, sort of made a mockery of anything like that even existing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that already looks a little weird. And I guess as far as Illuminati goes, like, that's just kind of a catch-all term now for, like, elite people who are pulling some sort of strings up to things that you're not really aware of. You know, I don't actually mean, like, the Judeo-Christian, like, looking for the goblet of fire or whatever the fuck you call it.
But I'm so confused. Like, so do you think it's the Illuminati that came out with the evidence that he did the thing that he did, or that Chris D'Elia is a member of the Illuminati because he carries out those acts?
I don't know. But that is astute. Both of those things are, like, some of the options, I guess, in the discussion as far along with none of it existing and him just doing it out of his own creepy free will. Or maybe he's just getting framed by someone, you know, because when you get that famous, a lot of these things happen, you know. People come out of the woodwork. Maybe he is getting blackmailed, or, you know, it's like a hit piece type thing.
Something. That's what I would say. I would say that tirade is a reaction to something that was happening in his personal life, and he didn't ever bring up that sort of thing, but that's where his mind was, and that's why it was so weird, you know, because it didn't really have, like, the linchpin thing that made it all make sense of why we're even talking about this and why we're here.
Yeah.
So there must have been some other thing that was inspiring that, you know, that he couldn't talk about. And I think that somebody heard that, got pissed, and then with the current, like, cancel culture out there, the time is ripe.
Right.
You know, if you've got the goods, like, that is, this is the time to drop it because, like, you'll get the most bang for your buck.
Yeah.
If you're sitting on that for, like, 10 years or whatever.
Right.
Or even if you, like, didn't care before, but you're like, oh, now this would be something that'll make my life really interesting for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say it's more that than a hidden...
Well, here, I found...
struck me as a hidden member of the Illuminati, but
well, I found the clip here.
Okay.
Maybe we can just, like, listen to a little chunk of it.
This is a clip of what?
Of him talking about conspiracy theories about Hollywood, COVID-19, Pizzagate, etc.
All right, cool. Let's check it out.
All right.
I'm so Hollywood, I'll move to fucking France. Do you understand me? I'll move next to Johnny Depp in fucking France. Your boy's Hollywood, man. People that think Hollywood is bad, people think Hollywood is evil. Bro, whatever you think that is, that's what I am. It's so annoying when people say that people think something extra is going on in Hollywood. It's so annoying how dumb people are when people think something extra is going on in Hollywood. Like how it's like fucking, you know that there's a fucking a ring of pedophilia that people, oh, really, dude? Oh, there's a ring of pedophilia that the top producers know about and confide in each other in and keep kids and pass them around and fuck them? Oh, really, dude? Oh, yeah? Or are you just bored and sitting down a lot? Dude, there's no fucking Pizzagate, man. People think Hollywood, well, you know, they got in Hollywood so they could fuck kids. You know that, right? People will look in your eyes and say that. And you'll be like, oh, really? Or do they just fucking produce Bad Boys? Dude, you know how bored you have. Look, let me tell you something, man. And I'm not even Will Smith level. I'm not Steven Spielberg's level. You know? I mean, but dude, if there was some extra shit going on, I'd have heard of it. I'm telling you right now, because this is your trusted nudes source. If you want cock shots, you come to Congratulations Galore. But if you want trusted news, fuck NPR, you come to Ya Boy. And I will set you straight, dude. There's nothing going on in Hollywood except for and action. That's all that's happened. Sure, every now and then there's a Harvey Weinstein. You understand? Every now and then there's a Harvey Weinstein, okay? Every now and then, but that's just like in real life. In real life, sometimes there's bad guys. But anytime it's Kevin Spacey fucking pops up, people are like, well, you know, he was in on it, and you know, Dave, and you know, this and that happened, and you know, that's what happened, and this guy was in on it, and that's why they made this movie, so they could, no. Now, was Kevin Spacey probably, did he pick the part in 21 because he was around fucking 9 20-year-olds and he could maybe plug one in him? Yeah. But does that mean there's a pedophilia ring going on? Does that mean that?
Yeah, so it's funny how that clip ages, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
Isn't it weird?
You know, like he mispronounces Harvey Weinstein both times.
I think he does it on purpose the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He kind of like mispronounces shit in weird times and stumble. It's weird.
Well, it's all off the cuff.
Yeah, but it's weird. You know, I mean like it seems like it's inspired by something else. You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah.
Like, he got accused of something. That,
right.
That's the thing that came. Someone came to him and been like, you know that's going on and, like, whatever.
Someone said that to his face at the Comedy Store, right. Or and maybe got some laughs or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I just don't know that, like, how can he say that there's absolutely nothing going on that he would know? You know, like, if he's as honest as he said, no one's going to tell him about that shit. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
It's just a weird angle to take.
Yeah.
Like, I've got the inside track on this, and if there were pedophiles in town, I would know. That's creepy, right?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody said that, like,
know?
I know that's not going on, because if it was, baby, I'd know.
I'd know about
it. You know, like, well, what does that say?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. So you say you know over here, and then we see over here that, oh, it was going on. There's plenty of evidence of weird things like that happening.
Yeah.
Not to mention all of the Epstein connections.
I mean, and he's right. There's, like, creepy shit going on across the country and the world all the time. I mean, don't make any mistake that L.A. is only more crazy by degree, I guess. Or we know the names of the people doing it.
It's just a concentration of people from all over.
Yeah.
A lot of people go to L.A., but they're from all over.
Yeah.
It's not just because you're in L.A., you know what
but
I mean?
But, like, child abuse is happening everywhere. Those are just, like, famous people we know that are doing it.
Right.
And good-looking famous people we know that are doing it, as far as, like, the actresses and all this stuff. I mean, there's a sick pleasure in all of it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is. It's fucking weird. So, I don't know. That was an interesting thing that happened, and ultimately, I don't know what to think about it. I know that, you know, like, a few of the comedians have spoken out, that Brian Callen dude, who he's been on. I've shown you clips of him
before. Yeah,
they do
about,
a back and forth. They just shit on each other.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know, he commented on it basically just being like, I don't know what to say. I hope it's not true. You know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck, you know, that sucks, man. You know, it just sucks because it's like, if it's not true, that's fucking terrible. If it is true, it's fucking terrible. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the situation's terrible if it's not true. Yeah, for sure.
Well, if it's not true and he's getting fucking framed, that's shitty and just, you know, devastating.
Sure.
If it is true, then he's, you know, a bit, you know, who... Then the whole question of, like, okay, oh, were you just stupid back then? Because he's got, like, a kid now. He's got, like, a kid and a wife. Or, you know, were you just stupid back then? Now I've learned now? Or is this just the tip of the iceberg for you? It raises those kinds of questions, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think probably something happened. You know, probably. something inappropriate.
It's just weird that he's also cast in those roles, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a ton of roles.
No, he doesn't. And, you know, and like sometimes you get cast for like how they see you out and about at parties and stuff, and like, oh, you'd be perfect for this role that I've got as the creepy pedophile drug dealer.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
that's because you act like the creepy pedophile drug dealer when you're out and about.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know enough about him one way or another. I just thought that's a really weird like tirade to go on. And not terribly like, not really soundly defended in any way.
And it's, I mean, in that sense, it's pretty on brand for his podcast, but it does seem like it's not funny, or like, you know, he's not really trying to make a lot of jokes during the whole thing. It's really more of a serious statement.
And that's a weird thing about it, is he's not making jokes. He kind of reduces himself to making like funny noises and stuff to kind of convey that this is like comedy sort of thing. But it's not. Like you say, it's not really funny.
Yeah.
He'll just like, yeah, boy, that sort of stuff, like trying to make it funny that way rather than actually like having it be funny.
Right. The content isn't actually funny because really he's just saying conspiracy theories don't exist.
But maybe he was just like totally riffing and not thinking about anything and just going possible. Or whatever. But that's some pretty ignorant shit.
Well, it's ignorant, and then just combined with all the other things is just what makes the whole thing a little bit of a head scratcher, a little bit of a weird situation, you know? Because imagine making a rant like that and then a month later some shit comes out about you. It's, you know, it's a strange look, especially when a bunch of your fans at the time are like, that's awfully defensive.
That's really weird.
This sounds like something that, you know.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that, like, he might, you know, the cancel culture backlash might protect him a little bit, or might just be the dogs. I mean, his fan base is the kind of fan base that is not super into the cancel culture, I don't think.
No.
So we'll see what will go as far as that goes. But it's pretty shitty. You know, things to be accused of, that is not a great one.
No.
But if you're like texting some 17, 18 year old girls, like, again, like that's not the deepest pit of depravity if that's all it is.
Right. Right.
There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, texting. In my mind, I mean, probably you shouldn't be doing any of it, but like texting a 17-year-old girl is different than fondling a 4-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different thing.
One of them, I'm like, oh, you dirty fucking, you dirty creep. And the other one, I like literally.
One of them would have been creepy 500. One of them would have been creepy 500 years ago, and one of them would have been totally accepted 500 years ago. You know, because old dudes married young girls all the time because everybody died in childbirth, and you, that was like totally marrying adult age because people lived to be 30. So 17 was like on your way.
Right.
Over the hill, baby.
Whenever you can have kids really is whenever you got married.
Right. And that's really how like biologically the human race works in a way. You know, so like, there's a difference.
Fucking weird.
So, that's creepy. But speaking of fucking weird, I picked up the newest issue of the National Enquirer today.
Speaking of news, you know.
Yeah, no, this is a fuck ton of craziness right here.
I love it.
So I don't really know how we want to go through this and enjoy some of this. I think I could read one of the articles in it, maybe, but like, I think we should go kind of random. It's an expensive little operation here. It's $5.
This was $5?
And it is 48 pages. Some of them ads. You know? So that's like a, you know, 10 cents a page.
Well, is it all color?
It's all color.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it is all color. It's well written, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one that's curfews. Troops in the Streets, Violence, Chaos in America is the cover. And also Sean Hannity's secret $250 million divorce.
Whoa.
And there he is.
250 minutes.
There he is at the top up here. Sean and then his ex-wife, Jill.
Jill Hannity.
Shocking reason he split after 26 years. And then we got some riot survivors, stories of terror and defiance.
Oh, my God.
And then just over here in the corner, just to make sure that you can rest nice tonight, life is changing forever.
Holy shit, dude.
So that's how you do it. You know, like if you want to get the clicks, you gotta follow the thing. So if maybe we could like randomly pick a page.
Sure,
and
let's
then
do
we'll
it.
Just open to it and then I'll just pick
up. I mean, it makes sense because you think about how hard it is to get clicks. Think about how hard it is to get someone to pick up a piece of paper in a grocery store checkout line now and buy the thing. You gotta be really, you can't be pulling any punches.
And this is one of the last survivors of like the things that have existed all the way through.
Which is impressive and also a little scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't say all good things about the world.
No.
And we have to remember, I think that this is like definitely like a very weighted publication nowadays.
Oh,
you
weighted, you say?
I mean, like, in the same sense that, like, MSNBC or OAN are obviously, like, biased political sources. Like, I think National Enquirer is just, like, in love with Trump. I mean, just to the point of just, like, in love with Trump.
That, of course. Of course they would be.
I think they all are a part of that country club down there, Mar-a-Lago.
What?
He's like one of the big Mar-a-Lago. The guy that owns National Enquirer is like one of the big members of Mar-a-Lago. So they're all just buddies. Yeah. So that's a disclaimer here, because don't just think that all of this is absolutely true, even though most of it makes no difference to anyone. But Spenny, why don't you pick a number between 1 and 41, and we'll just see what we find on there.
Let's go 39.
39.
Let's hit the back. Let's go the back first.
I'm sorry, 1 in 47, but 39.
39 is where I stand.
38. Okay. Oh, it's an ad. It's an ad, Spenny.
Yay.
Experience the amazing moments when her tiny hand grasps yours, Olivia's gentle touch. The award-winning, so truly real, touch-activated doll. What the fuck?
What?
Okay.
Not where I thought it was going.
Let me get this.
Wait a second, Craig. Ew, weird. Is that a lifelike baby doll?
Yes, here we go. Wow. Okay, here we go. So truly real, registered trademark. Olivia responds to your touch. Few things are as precious as the first time your baby responds to you by wrapping her tiny hand around your finger and giving it a squeeze. Now capture this loving moment with Olivia's Gentle Touch by Linda Murray, our first so truly real interactive doll award winner. Touch her hand and let her tiny fingers gently wrap around yours. Feel her silky real touch skin. Her delicate wisp of hair, a lovingly hand applied, and see it in her eyes, all the love in her little heart. Her cuddly cloth body is perfectly weighted, and she's 22 inches long and poseable to feel so real in your arms. She comes to you in an adorable knit one-piece and headband, just waiting to touch your heart.
Oh, no.
So much
Why?
Like a real baby. At an incredible value. A one-of-a-kind doll by Linda Murray can sell for thousands, but this extraordinary first is only $149.99, payable in 4 easy installments of $37.49, complete with certificate of authenticity.
Oh, shit, dude.
Limited time offer, and your satisfaction is guaranteed for 1 year. Order today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? That is better than I could have ever imagined.
Oh,
a
my
real, God. A real life like baby doll.
And then this little inset here. Add this nightgown and cap set to your order. See our full selections of accessories at www.ashtondrake.com.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, especially after our last
topic. Can I see the picture again?
So creepy.
Wow.
That's so fucking creepy.
39
dude.
Was not a good one, Spenny.
No, that was fuck.
Do you want to do a couple more pages?
I think so.
God, any of that was... Look at the picture. It's got a picture of the hand, and then it's yeah. crown, and like, yeah.
Her dude. Soft, supple little baby
skin.
Who's
looking for that?
Olivia.
I mean, like, it's
time
either
for your feeding.
It's either weird, mentally ill women that want, like, their own, like, baby because right. they're schizophrenic or something, yeah. or it's something else that's even worse.
I don't even want to think
man.
About that, dude. That's...
Okay, pick another number.
Jesus Christ.
1 to 47.
7.
Here we go. Okay, we got two good ones. Okay, right. Jeremy Renner. Would you like to hear about Jeremy Renner, Coke and Booze, Horror Exposed? Or ooh. Would you like to hear Workers' Lawsuit, Shoe Store Boss Sarah Jessica is a Total Heel?
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, okay.
Yeah. Let's listen. Let's hear about Jeremy Renner's Coke, Whore, Booze.
Okay, it starts on this page just a little bit over here, so we'll okay. get some. Hothead's custody war nearly turned deadly. Avengers star Jeremy Renner was so messed up on booze and drugs that a pal was terrified he'd kill his ex-wife. Artist Lily Faggot. Not my name, hers.
What? How is it spelled?
F-A-G-E-T. That's probably not how it's said, but that's how I'm saying. Lily Faggot claimed she feared Jeremy, 49, would stop at nothing to get revenge on ex Sony Pacheco amid their bitter custody valley over 7-year-old daughter Ava. As the National Enquirer has reported, Sony and several former gal pals have accused Jeremy of using cocaine and womanizing.
Oh, boy.
Even more chilling, Lily claims she saw Jeremy threaten to blow his brains out and put a loaded gun in his mouth before shooting through the ceiling of his Los Angeles home while Ava was present on November 2018. The summer after that, I was so worried Jeremy was going to show up at Sony's house and kill her, Lily told the Enquirer. He has a hair-trigger temper, and he's furious that fans have seen him for who he is. Look at this fucker.
Yeah.
I saw him flip. I know all of this is for revenge. If he has the ability to get so messed up and pull out a gun, I'm absolutely worried about Ava and Sony. In court documents, Jeremy disputed Lily's claims, saying the weapon in question was a pellet gun, and he was not serious about harming anyone. According to the actor, he dated Lily casually amid... Dated Lily casually... And the terrifying act occurred when she showed up at his home intoxicated and continued to invade his personal space. So he called it like when he was, and that terrifying event that I totally just had a pellet gun and was no big deal. But it was when I terrified her, it was like when she was, okay. He added in no way were his actions a serious threat. Despite that, his nanny, Naomi Moore, claimed to have witnessed the aftermath of the incident. But Jeremy, who didn't respond to the Enquirer's request for comment, fired back in legal papers, insisting a picture showing the bullet hole in his ceiling was faked. His lawyers claimed he does not keep guns in his house, have submitted to random drug testing, has been negative each time, and Jeremy had hired a sober coach mentor for all that drugs, all those drugs he's not doing.
Right.
Jeremy and his legal team claim Sony, 29, has repeatedly made false accusations in her bid to get sole custody of Ava since she left him in 2014 after 10 months of marriage. 10 months of marriage.
Wow, 10 long months.
As the Enquirer has reported, the Marvel U.S. superhero recently sought to reduce support payments from $30,000 a month to $11,000 a month after... What? What are they doing with that kid? After the shooting incident, Lily said Jeremy and his friends promised to stage an in-home rehab. Despite that, he didn't stop drinking, she said. If there was a doctor at his house, it didn't stick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
That one was not as exciting as the one before.
No, no. Well, thank God. I couldn't have taken another one like before.
That was creepy. But yeah, that I don't know if that's surprising at all. You know,
no,
oh, he's on coke and booze and he's a fucking insane person.
You saw that song that he did. He's obviously
exactly.
a shithead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What about page 33?
33. Get back up here in the ad area because that's where it gets creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But the... Oh, another ad.
Yay.
Okay, this is for cooling bras, innovative airflow fiber keeps you cool. Fatty.
Ooh.
Soft underband reduces chafing.
Mm.
360 degrees of cooling comfort. See that boulder holder right there?
Whoa.
Look at that. Amazing.
For your hot, sweaty milkers.
It's sure to
big
be your
old
favorite.
Sloppy fucking. Big old hot, sloppy,
can I go?
Sweaty.
Can I go now? Okay, okay. It's sure to be your favorite bra for all-day cooling comfort you can count on. The secret is in the revolutionary open-weave breathable cups that let air flow freely down hot to cool down hot days. Amazing all-over comfort with extra wide strap, soft, wide, non-shafting underband. They're really worried about the chafing.
Soft and wide. Wide.
The superior support that gives you alluring natural colors under all your clothing. Contours, not colors. Contours under all your clothing. Fashion import of open weave cooling nylon elastane. Stretches to fit cups A to double D. What? It just stretches out?
Wow.
What is it?
How is that possible? A to double D. That's like the
spectrum. Look at that bra. That doesn't look... It's just a mesh cup. I think it's just a mesh
what
cup.
What part of it stretches? Yeah.
I think the mesh in the bottom. See those little insets?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's just like a piece of... It's just a piece
I could get one of these.
Yeah, it's a piece of nylon, and then it's just got some, like, mesh, like, cups on there that just kind of give you some, like, alluring contours.
Yeah, keeps you cool with the innovative airflow fiber.
Yeah.
We just put some fucking holes in it, bitch. Buy it. Put some holes. Buy it for your fucking sloppy, disgusting tits.
Yeah,
just
it's
kidding.
It's a fucking dream. It's a fucking dream come true.
That's awesome.
Like this nut job sex fiend begs for castration. That's a win. I'm not going to read that one. Madonna's getting a leg up on injury. She hurt her leg.
Oh,
who knows about that?
That's not fun.
Caitlyn Jenner's having a hard day.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Bad boobs, achy joints, and rotting skin ravage 70-year-old. See, once you go lady, like these fuckers go mean to you.
Oh, shit. Bad boobs?
Yeah. What do you think?
That's what they said about Caitlyn Jenner.
But he's got some damaged skin. Like, I guess that some of the new skin's not take. Maybe not doing so well. I don't know. They got a picture of him looking like E.T. on the front there. So. And here's an article about a wedding photographer that kept the deposit after the bride died. Which is why you have a deposit.
Right.
I mean, that's why you have
but
a deposit.
She died, though.
Who cares? Fuck.
But she died, though.
I mean, I get it, but I mean, still, like, that's why you do the deposit.
Yeah, in case some shit happens.
Right.
You gotta cover your ass.
Because you gotta make money every weekend during wedding season.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Blake and Gwen, it's going downhill, baby.
No, Blake and Gwen.
Do you even know who that is?
Wait, who? Blake.
Gwen Stefani. And Blake Sheldon.
And Blake, of course, I knew that was a couple.
That was the thing.
That seems like it would be good.
And here's some really like old ladies that are looking pretty hip.
Nice.
In hot spots. Ryan Seacrest is got an incurable disease.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. What disease?
I don't know. Look how sad he is.
Oh yeah, it looks like he's got a case of the
exhaustion.
Grumpies.
He's got a case of exhaustion.
Incurable grumpies.
I should just like make this my phone wallpaper of him.
Dude, that's a meme
that says exhaustion is dangerous.
Yeah,
because that's fucking dream come true.
That's
right
a
there.
Meme right there.
It's Seacrest.
That's just like when you wake up and you're on the wrong side of the bed.
And then the ugly Hannity divorce.
Oh yeah, look at him with his. He's rubbing his hands together because he's nervous.
You'd have to pay someone $250 million to get married to Hannity.
Yeah.
He's right?
Like, that's just what
right?
I owed her. Yeah.
Oh, Kanye. Can we... Oh, here's one. Here's
Kanye.
One. Here's one to read.
The yay?
This is one about Kanye. I didn't see this before. Let's see what this is about. This might be some magical. And then we'll just let everybody go because we're just wasting everybody's valuable time, I think, today
no,
with
no,
this one.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, you were pertinent and on,
we,
on
that's
the...
That's what we do.
Shh. Okay, here we go. Let's see. I can't get it to pop up here. Okay, Kanye begging Kim not to kick him out.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. She's had it with the flabby flake. Okay, fuck. Frustrated Kim Kardashian is ready to kick Kanye West to the curb, leaving the rapper begging his wife for one last chance, insiders spilled. He's only got himself to blame, dish a source close to the Kardashian clan, but he's making an effort to show her he can change. As the National Enquirer has reported, Kanye's bizarre behavior has put the couple's 6-year marriage on life support.
No.
Kanye's realized he may lose his family, snitched the insider. Kim has endured crazy Kanye's 2016 mental breakdown, his transformation into a religious zealot, and his physical decline into a doughy dad with man boobs.
No.
And as the Enquirer reported, the reality star, 39, and her hitmaker hubby, 43, are sleeping in separate rooms in a sexless marriage. Sources say simmering tensions boiled over in May when Kanye stormed off to his Wyoming ranch with their kids. Kim is at the end of her rope, the insider tattled. She's disgusted with both his behavior and his appearance.
God damn, dude. They're just fucking going off.
But Stipster said Kanye is now striving to be on his best behavior to try and save their marriage. He's toned down his preaching, started helping out around the house.
Wow.
Like they don't have like a team of servants.
Yeah.
And even put himself on a strict diet, spilled the insider. He's just hoping it's not too little, too late. Yep.
Hmm.
Don't we all? Aren't we all praying
that
it's not going to go south? It's not
going
to go south.
You know, that all sounds familiar.
He did have that whole thing after he got Jesus in his life where he's like, I don't really know about being married to her with the fake everything. And that's really kind of like I'm married to like... the literal incarnation of like the whore of Babylon, and I'm having some like spiritual crossroads on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there, I bet there's kernel to truth to all this stuff.
Yeah, that's what's funny with the Enquirer. Really, you know,
all of it
is kind of some bullshit. But then there's like a one kernel of truth because then I looked up online. It's like they are going through like a trial separation.
Yeah.
Thing right now.
Yeah.
So there's something happening there. And Jeremy Renner, I'm sure, is like a fucking crazy
cokehead. Oh, dude, just look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't. Like,
and that song he made.
That's some cocaine.
That's some cocaine
song, right?
Wow! Walking on a bigger back, a big guy, nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road.
Oh, dude, you know that song really
You're
well,
the queen
dude.
Of the throne.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, I forget the rest.
No, that's
you
enough. You know way a lot of it. Yeah,
because I listened to it. I showed a lot of people that song because it was so fun. It was so fun and terrible.
Shit, it is fucking terrible.
Yeah,
that it's not as. I don't know if I like it more. I think I like it more than the Joe Scarborough song because I played that one for you. The Morning Joe anchor person.
That's
just, fucking horrible.
That's like sad bad. Where
yeah,
you're
I
like,
follow
oh, this fucking cuck. Dude.
I follow that the sexy co-host, his girlfriend
sure.
on Twitter,
Mika,
and
whatever.
She always makes comments. Oh, and Joe wrote this great song, and I'm all like, oh man,
yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, that seems weird. You just need to have money. You just need to have money, and they will love everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so some weird. There's some painful, painful shit on the, with that couple. That's like a whole... I feel like we could do a whole episode on cringy moments between the two of them on live TV, where it's like, she's like, I don't want to talk to you today, Joe.
It's
like,
okay.
I'm sorry. You know, she's like, I'm going to fuck someone else tonight. You know that? You're like, Jesus Christ. You know, or whatever the fuck she's saying.
Yeah. You know? It's interesting. And then before they announced it, it was really weird, too. It would get really weird.
Yeah.
You know? Like, really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then there's sometimes that he just like totally like just cuts her off every time she starts talking.
Right.
You know, he just cuts her off.
Yeah.
It's so weird. But I don't watch that show anymore because it's just fucking garbage.
He'll be like, dumb bitch says what?
Yeah. That basically, it's the MSNBC version of dumb bitch says what?
Yeah.
It really is. And that's kind of what we're doing too. Is like the podcast version of Dumb Bitch Says What, and then we talk for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud to be here.
Me too.
I'm good to be here.
Me too.
Do you feel like we gave the folks their entertainment dollars worth?
I think you know, especially considering since they're not really paying, it's free. You know,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I think we did.
We filled that void.
We did. Give them their money's worth.
Did we get an hour? We got an hour?
I don't know if we got an hour.
Closing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Been a long one. Yeah. Well.
Well, folks.
Works through, Spenny. It's time to head her towards home and close her down.
Shut her down. Yeah. Hunker down.
Find us on the internets. We're always creeping while you're sleeping there.
I don't know if those were the best, not the best way to end this episode, but you know.
But it is the way that we ended this episode.
That's how it happened.
That's how it did.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.